The next patient is Kenneth Jenkins. The last name is J-E-N-K-I-N-S. Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the CKD stage 4. In the past, the patient had a ulcerative colitis. He states that in the early 20s, when he was in the 20s, he had an ileostomy, and after that, the general condition has improved significantly. He has nephrolithiasis that we think is associated to the gastrointestinal diversion. For the kidney stones, the patient has been treated with potassium citrate and as well as allopurinol. Comes today for a follow-up of the condition. The hemoglobin is 13.8 and the hematocrit is 41.8%. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 2.6. The estimated GFR is 24. The albumin is 4.3. The liver function tests are with the normal limits. The CO2 is 26, chloride is 105, sodium 139, and the potassium 4.5. The protein creatinine ratio is 333, which is similar to the prior determinations. Period is always in the back of our minds, the administration of SGLT2 or finerenone. However, at this level of kidney function, we rather observe him. Following number. The patient has a history of hyperuricemia. The determination of the uric acid is 5.5, which is satisfactory. Following number, the patient does not take the vitamin D because he says that he gets diarrhea. I am advocating for him to take at least one tablet of 5,000 international units every day. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup, but we spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.